hammer. It's too late to die young now. No timer, I'm a five and dimer, trying to find a way to age like wine somehow. My new stuff is nothing like my old stuff was, and neither one is much when compared to the show, which will not be as good as that first show you saw. So help me, I know, I'm an old-timer, an old-timer, too late to die young now. An old-timer, five and dimer, trying to find a way to age like wine somehow. I met every fool that ever signed their name on the walls, in the backs of all these beer joints and concert halls. Been through seven managers, five labels, 1,000 picks and patch cables, 3 vans, a band, a bunch of guitar stands, and cans and cans and cans of beer, and bottles of booze, and bags of pot, and 1,000 other things that I forgot. I thought that I'd be dead by now, but I'm not. Well, there's a truck turned over on the highway. Flares are burning out of the snow. We got freezing rain in the passing lane, and 45 miles to go. Forty-five miles. God, that's gonna take me all night. I should've known right away that something was wrong when I started thinking things were all right. Things are not all right. My old man's sick. My sister's going broke. They're closing down my favorite bar. I got a smoker's cough, and now to top it all off, I think I'm gonna wreck my car. I'm about to wreck my car. They say life goes in stages like seasons. I say something about all of them sucks. It's as hard to be hot as it is to be cold. You're either out of control or you're stuck. You're either out of control or you're stuck. So take whatever road that you want to. Be careful of your ice and your snow. I ain't got time to change my mind. I got 45 miles to go. 45 miles, 45 miles. Oh, it's gonna take me all night. I should know right away that something was wrong when I started thinking things were all right. Things are not all right. Things are not all right. Things are not all right.
Any further into my portion of the program without first thanking Willie for driving us over here from the hotel, and the ABC2 for giving us a chance to sing for you tonight. If you've never heard me play before, my name's Todd Snyder, and I've been driving around for about 16 years now, making this shit up. I sing it for anybody that'll listen to it. Some of it's kind of funny. Sometimes it's sad. Some of the songs are short. Sometimes they'll go on for a while. Sometimes I'll talk for as many as 18 minutes in between the songs. I come from Portland, Oregon is where I come from. A lot of my songs are about that, I guess. This one in particular is about a band that comes from my hometown that put out a song in the 60s that was so allegedly lewd and sexually suggestive that our government opened up a file. And I don't know what that means to have a file. You know, I think when I was in school, they told me I had a file. You know, like, you have a file or a permanent record. But I don't know. So they open up a file, whatever that means. And on the song, probably cost us money, some of us anyway. And nevertheless, I don't know if they found out anything about the song, but I want to dedicate this song to the band. They're called the Kingsmen from Portland, Oregon. And my hope is that this will inspire some of you to have sex with each other. Really? The Kingsmen came together in a garage. They could hardly even play, but they practiced night and day. And pretty soon they got to where they could really play that song, Louie Louie. So they saved up all the money from their shows and they went into one of them studios and they gave their version of that song, Louie Louie, a try. Now listen, I don't know the words to that song, Louie Louie, and I'm pretty sure the singer for the Kingsmen didn't know them either. If he did know them, he didn't get them right on the record, because on the record they sound completely jumbled in his jaw. Sets me think of me girl, oh so constantly. Ah, may I make a ooh ah. Well, that last part scared everybody from the PTA to the FBI. You see, the kids have been going kind of crazy lately. It seemed like nobody could figure out why. So they decided to form a coalition and launch an investigation. You know, for the children, they figured they at least had to try to figure out the words to that song, Louie Louie. It's the feel-good hit of this endless summer. It gets the kids out of control. Singing along to that star-spangled bummer. Hail, hail, rock and roll. You know, Marilyn Manson's real name is not even Marilyn Manson. He's a skinny public high school kid from Ohio. He's not some monster from out of this world. And like a lot of skinny public high school kids, he was sick of getting beaten up by the pulling guard all week, only to go out on the weekend and watch the quarterback get all the girls. So he formed a band, man. And now he gets a lot of chicks. They're weird chicks. But they're chicks. A few years later, a couple latchkey kids go tragically mad, and everybody's gathered around the television store up at the mall trying to figure out what went wrong. This guy says, "You think the life of a kid going to school around here could have gotten so bad?" And this other guy says, "No, no, it's just the words to one of them goddamn Marilyn Manson songs. You know which one I'm talking about. It's the feel good hit of this endless summer. It gets kids out of control. Singing along to that star spangled bummer. Hail. Thank you. so our country and some other little country, we start firing all of our newest weapons at each other. For some reason or another, right or wrong, like it or not, it happens. And when it happens, people get shot. And when people get shot, they show that on TV a lot. Every night at 6 o'clock. And you don't have to be 18 to see that. You don't even got to be in first grade. First grade, where they teach the kid the pride. They tell him he's going to need to thrive in a world where they say that only the strong will survive. So he's taught the art of more, to compare to and to keep score. Monday through Friday while he stares at the floor. Until Sunday they make him go to school once more. Only this time they make him wear a suit and a tie. And listen to some guy who claims to know where people go when they die. Tell him that only the meek are gonna inherit the earth. Well, shit. By this time, the kid doesn't know what anything is worth. Now, brothers and sisters, I am only one guy. And I don't even know the words to that song, Louie Louie. But I can tell you right now, without batting an eye, that the next time some latchkey kid goes wrong, it's not going to be because of something that little Eminem kid said in his song. And I'm not trying to preach to you either. I'm just trying to sing to you, too. Get around the place a little bit. Hey, kids. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. Tension, tension, tension is all that I know. I got tension in my office, I've got tension out in traffic, I got tension and it's every place that I go. After the bad guy killed off all the underdeveloped characters, the good guy put a bullet right through his head. And the screenwriter stood up and he told us that all the loose ends had been tied. He said, justice is irrelevant. Violent problems need violent solutions. Because back in America, we like our bad guys dead. Preferably after some sort of car chase. It's called box office, baby, and it's bigger than the goddamn Stones, and they're still pretty big, even with that new bass player. They're always roping off all my problems, pointing their fingers at drug addiction. I think it's because they know if you're the one doing the pointing, nobody's looking at you. But you know this war on drugs, it's funded by the tobacco and alcohol commissions. It's not what drugs that you're strung out on they care about so much as whose. People still dig drugs. I seen some of y'all out in the parking lot as I was coming in here tonight. Not all of you, just some of you. Okay, two of you. Tension, tension, tension is all that I know. I got tension in my office, I got tension in my courtroom, I've got tension and it's everywhere that I go. When rock and roll first came around, it seemed like preachers all went crazy. Pretty soon, though, that wasn't enough to get people in the door. So now they jump on just about any scandal that they can to try and save me, because they know that I don't buy that bullshit about the devil's music anymore. Gay people getting married. That's what's got people back where I come from that ain't got shit all else to be scared of these days. Scared. Is all that I know. Watching the traffic below, drinking a beer, thinking of jumping, not far from ready to go. Below me the crowd slowly gathers around, cop cars with news cameras too. I can't get out of this pain I'm in, I don't know what else to do. Sometimes I feel like I'm so uninvited, like something so out of touch. They tell me depression runs in our family. Well, that doesn't help me much. This crowd's yelling, jump over a cop on a bullhorn. It's making him harder to hear. He's saying something about having so much to live for. I'm almost through with my beer. Even bigger now. There's no point in wondering what afterlife's like. It don't matter anyhow. We're already in hell, as far as I can tell. Just listen to these people scream. This feels like a rally in a high school field house. I feel like the captain of the team. Well, here goes the captain of the team. Follow the light to the Garden of Eden, stand at the pearly gate. Saint Peter comes over, puts his hand on my shoulder, he's telling me I gotta wait. He says, you know, you can't kill yourself and still come in here, kid, but you look like a victim of circumstance. So I'm just gonna break every bone in your body and give you another chance. Slowly looking around me, so lonely. closing my eyes, I can see the new sunrise over acres of flowers in bloom. I don't know when it will be, but the next time you see me, I'll be tapping to a whole new beat. Walking souls into the holes of my shoes down the sunny side of the street. Seems like it's going pretty good so far. Hell yeah. Let me get this right. Not that I had it right before, but. Here's one that I like to do. I like to do the story songs. This is D.B. Cooper was 43. When we first heard his name, 47 miles away from where he fell down to his fame. He told me that the hardest part wasn't really jumping out of that plane. It was spending the night watching those lights shine through the pouring rain. They had a manhunt that next morning like nothing I'd ever seen. I was only 8 years old at the time, watching on the TV screen. They were saying he was never gonna make it now that daylight had set in. But later that night, they were shining those lights back down on that mountain again. Not far away from the city of roses, they all watched those lights up through the rain. D.B. Cooper. So the cops, they blocked off all the exits. Roads hit the turn loose all of their hounds. They even dragged the river up a couple of times to see if he had drowned. With all those men working overtime, they swore they would bring him down. But a parachute and a few hundred dollars is all that they've ever found. Not far from the city of roses, they all watch those lights up through the rain. And some people say that he died up there somewhere in the rain and the wind. Other people say that he got away, but then his girlfriend did him in. The lawmen say if he is out there someday, they're gonna die. Hope they never see poor B.B. Cooper again. Not far away from the city of roses, a light shine from a house out in the rain. It was B.B. Cooper, probably drinking champagne. Thanks a lot. Thank you. I'm starting to just feel like I'm just getting warmed up. Yeah. I was telling you earlier, I come from Portland, Oregon. That's where I come from. And I got this song that I came up with, a vacation song. I was originally from Portland, and now my mother has moved down. She's all we got left, and she has moved down to this place called Tillamook County, which isn't where I grew up, but it's not far. So she's gone to she's gone to mellow out. It's on the beach, so that's where she is at. And about 3 or 4 years ago, my wife, who's with me tonight, we flew out to Portland, rented a car, drove out through Tillamook County to see my mom on vacation. And on one of the days in Tillamook on our vacation, I had a lot of time to think about things. And I come up with this is my vacation song. Sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail, hoping that she's not so mad now that she doesn't even pay my bail. If I was her, I'm not so sure I wouldn't keep on moving down the trail. I'm sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. I got a lump on my head and a boot print on my chest from what these guys in here call the Tillamook County lie detector test. Well, I did my best, but as you might have guessed, it is a tough test not to fail. I'm sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. One phone call to Tylenol. Four cold gray walls closing in. If I ever do get out on this highway again, I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. It all started when I had a little trouble with this guy on the highway crew. And that lying son of a gun, he told him I'd done some things that I didn't do. They came running for me down 101, lights flashing on my tail. Now I'm sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. One phone call to Tylenol. Four cold gray walls closing in. If I ever do get out on this highway again, I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. Jail, and I'm still hoping that she's not so mad now that she doesn't even pay my bail. We came down on vacation, gonna leave on probation, have to send all my money through the mail, send all my money to the Tillamook County jail. I'm sending all my money to the Tillamook County jail. Ooh, I'm sending all of my money to the Tillamook County jail. This shit is true, unfortunately. All the it'd be so much easier if they weren't, but all the songs end up, I have to go have something like that happen, and then I spend a few months trying to make it rhyme, and then got that deal, I got, as God is my witness, I didn't do shit, for starters. Nevertheless, they gave me 30 hours of community service. Do you guys have that here where in lieu of a fine or time, you got, so you're cleaning up garbage on the road or whatever. They gave me that. I gave me 30 hours of community service, and I fucked that up. And now I got 60 hours I got. That's the truth. God damn it. They said they wanted me to teach the kids about drugs. Right? They should have been clearer about it. I showed them how to make a bong out of an apple. He tried to look like he had a little bit of money. He's a grifter with a southern drawl. Well, I could tell right away by the way he was running that boy was just begging to crawl. At least a junkie knows what he needs. You get a man all strung out on his own greed, and he'll give up everything he's got for just one shot at having it all. Everybody wants the most they can possibly get. For the least they can possibly do, they want that easy money. Don't understand the scheme and the plan, but they can't get their hands on none of that easy money. Watching him from her table, not too soft, but not too tough. Yeah, she figured by the money he was throwing around that he was damn sure good looking enough. So she whooped her way over, she shot him a wink. He took his last $5, bought her a drink. By the time they hit a Motel 6, they figured they was in love. Everybody wants the most they can possibly get. If you know, say, for the least they can possibly do, they want that easy money. Call from one of his business friends. They found a surefire steal, this big investment deal. Dumpling, would you believe this? He gonna let both of us in. So they took all his savings, called a bank. On the way home, they stopped to gas up her tank. She stepped in for some six, and she never saw that fucker again. They wanted easy money. They want that easy money. Yeah. Don't understand. Oh, the scheme and the plan, but they can't get their hands on how that is. Here's a story one that I like to do. It goes like this. In fact, this is exactly how it starts. Credit complications in the checkout line. It's an awkward situation almost every time. They'll keep your card behind. They keep your groceries too. Yeah, they do. You try telling everybody it's a terrible mistake, but you can tell they don't believe that's true. It's written all over you when you're broke. I hung my head down as I walked out the door. I'm never ever going back to that store. They treated me like a bum in front of everyone behind me in the line. It was all my friends and neighbors looking at me like I'd committed some kind of crime. I guess you ain't worth a dime when you're broke. Now if I had money like I did in my day, just out of spite I think I'd give it away. I thought it didn't even matter anyway, and the more that I thought, the madder I got. By the time I got home, I was seeing red. I pulled a gun up out from under my bed. I put a sock on my head. And into the night, I flew away, I flew. The next thing I know, I've got blood on my hands, but I've got money in my pockets too. You never know what you'll do until you do what you do when you're broke. Now if I had money like I did in my day, I'd buy a car and drive us far away. Of course you know I've got this debt to pay to society. Honey, wait for me. With good behavior, I'll be out in 7 years. Don't worry over me or shed any tears. I've learned a lot in here, and I know what a chance I blew. The next time I won't make the same mistake. I'll shoot the camera out too. I'm learning all kinds of things you can do when you're broke. When you're broke. When you're broke. Space, racing that moon, climbing the wall of a hurricane, still over all, can't complain. All I wanted was one chance to let freedom ring. They said I'd have to get a permit, bunch of tags and everything. I never made it through the red tape. I got this paper hat. I got a job working weekdays. You want fries with that? I've got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in a passing lane. Can't complain. I was talking with my girlfriend, told her I was stressed. Said I'm going off the deep end. She said, God, for once, give it a rest. We're all waiting in the dugout, thinking we should pitch. How you gonna throw a shutout if all you do is bitch? I got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in a passing lane. Can't complain. Now I've got a brand new dance. I need one more shot. I just need one last chance. You know I won't get caught. Gonna make my last stand, and this time I can't be bought. But then again, on the other hand, how much have you got? Got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in a passing lane. Can't complain. A little out of place, a little out of tune. So lost in space, racing that moon. Climbing the wall of a hurricane. Still over all, I can't complain. Over all, I can't complain. Sarcastic, you know, so I started saying things like, yeah, the world needs landfills and oil spills and shopping malls, and I thought it was kind of Randy Newman like, you know. And so we put it on the album, and I figured that everyone would know that it was kind of sarcastic. And then one night we were playing out in Hollywood, and this hippie couple, it was like a guy and his girlfriend. And they didn't get the sarcasm part of it, but they were into peace, so they waited out by the van, and they kicked the shit out of me for peace. And it's hard to make people understand sarcasm. It's even harder when they're kicking the shit out of you. They seem less patient. They seem predisposed. And then from the other side, it seemed like every time we'd go to a town, I'd open up the weekly magazine and see they'd say, oh, I took that. They'd say, he stole this song from Woody Guthrie. And I mean, I'd heard the This Land Is Our Land Woody Guthrie song before when I did this. I knew that the words were. But I'm just saying, to set the record straight, and it's important to me that you know this. It's important to me that you know that I didn't take this from Woody Guthrie. I took it from John Fogerty. Some folks were born made to wave a flag. Oh Lord, the red, white. Hey, when them play hell to the chief, well, shit, they point the cannon right at you. Hang me, hang me, I ain't no senator's son. Hang me, hang me, I ain't no boy, just I got a song that I do for a friend of mine that used to come by my house after the bars would close and try to get me to play train songs for him. He was one of those guys, you just had to do what they asked you to, you know. He used to tell me all the time, he used to say, Todd, I wanted to die peacefully in my sleep like my grandfather did, and not screaming and crying like everybody else in the car. He said a lot of shit like that. He's a lucky son of a bitch, too. He's dead now. Smoking long black Cadillac. Engines winding down. Park it up on the sidewalk like he owned the whole damn town. And hear him talking to some chick through a thick ghost of smoke, through a thicker haze of southern comfort and coke. He'd say, girl, you are hotter than the hinges hanging off the gates of hell. Don't be afraid to turn to me, babe, if he don't treat you well. And by he meant me. So I laughed and I shook his head. He laughed a little bit louder and he yelled up at the band, play a train song, pour me one more round, make them leave my boots on the day they laid me down. I am a runaway locomotive out of my one track mind, and I'm looking for any kind of trouble that I can find. Got this old black leather jacket, I got this pack of Marlboro Reds, got this stash here in my pocket, these thoughts in my own head, the right to run until I've got to walk, till I've got to crawl. This moment that I'm in right now, and nothing else at all, play a train song, blizzard lights. We looked around his place. We found him cold there on his own sofa, a little smile across his face. And though I tried with all of my sadness, somehow I just could not weep. Old man looked to me like he died, laughing in his sleep, singing a chain song. Drinking one last round made him leave his boots on the day they laid him down. He was there on the way, locomotive out of his one track mind. Hey, Trayson, hey, Trayson, hey, told me not to touch this. Fuck that. I ain't going nowhere. They say it's raining. If I touch this, I'm going to shock myself or whatever. Or I does that happen a lot when you people play here? It starts raining and then they tell them to leave. I had a big fucking plan. Wait. And the flying bee moving down through Tennessee. Look a little like you and me, you know. Car full of gas on the Nats trace, changing lanes in the same old race. Find some kind of warm place to go. I don't know where we're running from. Look how far we've come. Either way, hey, babe, I ain't afraid to be your man. I don't need a destination. I'm not waiting for a plan. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. I'll go anywhere with you. I've heard people say they had it made back someplace where they wish they'd stayed. I'm still not afraid to take that chance. I've always thought there was something wrong with hanging around town too long, working the same old worn out song and dance. I wanna dance to any drum we choose. Ain't got a thing to lose either way. I'll go anywhere with you.
let's get out of here. I'll go anywhere with you. Hey, baby, I'm not afraid to be your man. I don't need a destination. I'm not waiting for the plan. Let's get out of here. I'll go anywhere with you. Let's get out of here. I'll go anywhere. Let's get out of here. I'll go anywhere with you.
Thanks for being so nice to me tonight. I had a great time. Hey, don't forget to tip your bartender tonight. Don't forget to tip your waitress if you got one. Be nice to each other. God love you. Songs, that's all right. You know, just the other morning I was hanging around in my house. I had that new book with all them pictures of my tour manager Elvis naked in it, and I was checking them out. Just then a friend of mine came through the door, said you never pegged me for a scumbag. A mile of dope, or when I'm over here hash, but it ain't like I went on TV and did something worse than that. I'm a drunk old man, used to call me a local punk, and if you feel, you know, if you feel it, say, I think I'm an alright guy. Then I'm alright. Feels good to do it. It feels good. Say, I think I'm an alright guy. Say, I'm alright. What time? Say, I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm television. I don't think y'all watch as much television as we watch. I got this show back home that I like to watch during sound check, Judge Judy show. They bring them all in. They prattle them in and they tell her their story and she don't take no shit off none of them. One day I was watching in the hotel room and the guy on the show was talking faster than I'd ever heard anybody talk in my life. And I thought under different circumstances, this man would have been a generous politician to the people. But as it stood, he was facing his verdict in front of Judge Judy on national television with a girl that he had been familiar with at some juncture of his life. And he said to Judge Judy, he stood up and he said, Judge Judy, my baby's mother has been incarcerated. And the second that he said, my baby mother's been incarcerated. And I said to myself, I said, what? And just as I was thinking that to myself, Judge Judy must have been thinking that to herself, because she said, what does that mean? And as he began to explain how his baby's mother had been incarcerated and what that meant, I did the math on my own in my head and figured it out before she finished explaining it. And I understood what it meant. And somehow, through the use of fast talking and hand gestures and facial expressions, the fact that this guy's baby's mother had been incarcerated meant that he didn't owe this chick over here any money at all. And he almost, and I, through the use of facial expressions and hand gestures, he almost tied it together, but he did not. But they have free stationery in the hotel room, and I turned around, I picked it up, and I took all that shit that he said so fast through the use of hand gestures and facial expressions, and I made all of it rhyme together. And this is dedicated to him wherever he is tonight. It goes, my baby mother been incarcerated. Otherwise, she would have been here today to testify every word I stated. While it may be complicated, it's the truth in a way. You see this woman here today, I hardly even know her. Okay, maybe once or twice I might have given her a lift, but she never gave me any money, Your Honor. Every penny that she gave me, she said was a gift. She said that it was a gift. She said it was a gift. My baby mother been incarcerated. She had some trouble with an interstate cop who said he saw her driving by obliterated and was further frustrated by the way she wouldn't stop. So they called out all the other cops and had a high-speed chase. Chased my baby through the side of a tree. That's when I think they might have planted marijuana in her suitcase. Court-appointed lawyer told a cop to plea. Cop to plea. Cop to plea. My baby mother been incarcerated. I understand about the verdict. I said, never had a lot of luck with the ladies, Your Honor. Never had a lot of luck with much of anything. My baby's mother wanna drive a Mercedes, Your Honor. My baby mother wanna wear a bunch of diamond rings. She know damn well I can't afford these things. Ah! Been incarcerated. I'm kind of glad if I could tell you the truth, but that don't have a whole lot here to do with this matter. You see, this woman here today, she just don't have any proof. I don't know whose voice that could be there on her telephone recorder. Maybe brother or some other friend that's in on it too. Same old hand that came on help before. It's my signature, because that is not my signature. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. telling you the truth. My baby mother been incarcerated. I understand about the verdict and everything, Your Honor. You're just doing your job. That's all right with me. Just one more thing before I leave. For my friends and my family, could you tell me when this particular episode is gonna be on TV? I'm gonna be on TV, baby. Nobody suffers like poor people suffer. 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 Thank you all so much. I had a great time. Don't forget to tip your bartender. Do me a favor. Take care of them. Be good to each other. I'm going to leave you with this one. If you know it, sing along to it. If you don't know it, just sing some other shit to it. Conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American male. Gay bashing, black fearing, war fighting, tree killing, regional leaders of sales. Shirt tucking, frat housing, keg tapping, back slapping, hater of hippies like me. Tree hugging, peace loving, pot smoking, porn watching, lazy ass hippies like me. Tree hugging, peace loving, pro-choice and gay wedding, widespread panic digging hippies like me. Skin color blinded, conspiracy minded, protesters of corporate greed. We who have nothing and most likely will tell, we all end up locked up in jails by conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American male. Diamonds and dolls, boys and girls, we're living together in two separate worlds, following leaders up mountains of shame, looking for someone to blame. I know who I like to blame. Conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American males. Soul-saving, flag-waving, rush-loving, land-paving, personal friends to the quail. Quite diligently, work so hard to keep free reigns of this democracy. From tree-hugging, peace-loving, pot-smoking, porn-watching, lazy-ass hippies like me. Tree-hugging, peace-loving, pot-smoking, porn-watching, lazy-ass hippies like me. Tree-hugging, peace-loving, pot-smoking, porn-watching, lazy-ass hippies like me. Don't worry about me. all day long. You're always on the go. Never take a minute off. Too busy making dough. Someday for sure you're gonna see the world when you're a millionaire. But how far you gonna travel in some old rocking chair? Oh, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. You're going to take that ocean trip, no matter come what may. You got your reservations, but you just can't get away. Someday for sure you're gonna see the world. You're gonna really get around. But how far you gonna travel if you're 6 feet underground? Oh, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. You worry when the weather's cold. You worry when it's hot. You worry when you're doing well. You worry when you're not. It's a worry, worry all the time. You don't know how to laugh. We'll think of something funny when we write your epitaph. Oh, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Oh, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. I enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's like I've been working hard. Y'all sing to me for a while. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Oh, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
God love you.